Coronavirus update. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. This week's big news is again on the vaccine front. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The dose will be a third of that given to teens and adults. Next, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make recommendations on who should get them. World Economic Powers are holding their first in-person summit since the onset of the pandemic. Italy's Premier Mario Draghi opened the Group of 20 summit in Rome on a note of optimism.
Successful vaccination campaigns and coordinated action from governments and central banks have allowed the global economy to rebound.
Draghi also took note of the global disparity in vaccination rates, with high-income countries, such as those attending the G20, around 70% compared to 3% in the world's poorest countries.
These differences are morally unacceptable and undermine the global recovery.
European Union leaders are meeting on the sidelines of the summit with African leaders. French President Emmanuel Macron says he expects the G20 to confirm an additional $100 billion to support Africa's economies. Back in the U.S., with COVID-19 generally on the decline, health officials are saying trick-or-treaters can feel safer this year. Andrea Giannata, a professor of epidemiology at Indiana University, recommends limiting Halloween festivities to outdoor activities.
Keep your group sizes small. Everyone should wear a mask, and Halloween masks do not replace COVID masks. You can carry hand sanitizer and wait until you get home and can wash hands before enjoying those candies.
And for those giving out the candy,
go ahead and just place those treats directly into your trick-or-treaters' bags. And if you typically set out a bowl of candy, go ahead and skip that this year.
A poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 35% of Americans do plan to hand out candy this Halloween. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.